And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. Matter of fact, speaking of all that, if you got your new penny news that came out yesterday, if you open it up to page 4, there's 4 pages of Today in Ag in there, and First National Bank and Trust of Elk City is right there by the title name there. So anyway, thank you for sponsoring the show. And if anybody has not read it yet, here's Jimmy's tip of the week. Most anybody can be a cowboy, but it takes a dang genius to make money at it. How about that? Anyway, the Jimmy's bull and calendar, Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar is back at it. All the sales have begun, and already there's 3 listed in there. P&R Hereford's 8th annual sales coming up November 6th at 12 o'clock. Hobart Stockyards 250 winged calf sale coming up Wednesday, November 8th. And then the Hobart Stockyards fall replacement sale is November 18th at 11 a.m. So anyway, check it out in the Penny News. All kinds of things going on there. And of course, had them on the show yesterday, Joshua and Bert Hudson. Tomorrow, the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association Day of Education will be at the Cattlemen's Special Event Center there on Agnew in Oklahoma City. Starts at 9:30, registration's at 9:30. And it's, here's the crazy thing about it. It's a good thing, good crazy thing. It's $50, and that's that'll include your meal, and your membership. So anyway, it's a sweet deal. That's for two meals. $50 for 2 meals at the Cattlemen's. So anyway, it's worth it to go check it out. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. Have more on them coming up. Let's check out some temperatures. And 63 at Beaver, 67 at Freedom, 63 at Cherokee, 62 at Watonga, 60 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. If you guys have never seen the secret weapon at work, attend the scramble tomorrow at the Sayre National, and you can see the secret weapon at work. Anyway, 61 degrees at Eric, 64 at Hollis, 62 at Hobart, capital of Kiowa County, and out here in the Texas Panhandle. If it'll go to it, there we go, 65 at Lipscomb, 67 at Miami, 63 at Dozier, 64 at Wellington, and Odell, South Altus, across the river bridge there, Red River Bridge, is 63 degrees. Anyway, it's it. Tomorrow's it. Bedlam. And I know I might have irked some of you guys yesterday when, I'm sorry, I'm an OU fan. Believe me, I love the OSU Cowboys all year long, except for 2 times. One, when they're playing football, which is tomorrow, and when they're playing softball. Lady softball. So anyway, believe me, I don't hate OSU, don't get me wrong, that's not in my vocabulary, but tomorrow it's on. So I'm gonna do something today for the Ag Show, because I know there's a lot of OSU alumni out there that listened to the show, or did till yesterday. Anyway, the text line is 580-225-9697. Text in your prediction. What's going to be the score? Who's going to win? Come on. I know you guys aren't doing anything, so get it on. And I know if Ashley's listening over there at Southmount at Sayre, I know what her answer is already. So anyway, also another thing coming up tomorrow I want to tell you guys while you're all here, got your attention right now. This is pretty cool. Jerry Newman has built a rifle range out there south of Carter. And, you know, there's a lot of kids involved in shotgun shooting sports right now. Well, he's going to get this 22 small bore F-class match going. He's built a range. It's pretty cool. And so tomorrow morning, if you guys ain't got anything going on, you want to go shoot a 22 rifle, or if you want to take your kid, girl or boy out, or somebody out there to shoot, this is going to be good. It's going to be a beautiful day for tomorrow. So anyway, it's a 22 small bore F-class match. This is a real new discipline that has been gaining popularity in recent years. Matches are held using a 22 long rifle rim fire, and the course of fire involves a shooter shooting from a prone position at paper targets located at 100 yards for points per shot. It's pretty cool. 2200 yards, you got to be on your game, but this is going to be so much fun. Where's it going to be at? It's going to be at Carter, Oklahoma. Easy to find. Highway 34 and 55 in Carter, which is the flashing light. Go south 2 miles to 1260 Road. Go west 2 miles to 1930 Road. And then go 1 mile south to 1270 Road. Easy to find. Just go 2 miles south to Carter and then go 2 miles west. And then 1 mile south. Range is located a quarter mile west of that 1270 intersect. It dead ends into that property. So just turn right and go back west a little bit and you'll see it. Registration's at 8 a.m. Match begins at 9, be over by noon. Entry fee is a whopping $15. And then course of fire, there's 20-shot stages at 100 yards for a total of 600 points. They got three different classes. Target fire, F open, and then the sporter series. Any sight or scope, there's no power limit on scopes. Scopes are recommended. Any action other than tubular magazines are allowed. However, the rifle can only be loaded with a single shot at a time. If you want to check that out, just look up the rules on www.americasmallbore.com. I already talked to some people that are going. It's going to be fun. Some of them are pretty good shooters, too. But like I said, there's three different classes. I think it'd be a good time to take your a youth out there. They've never shot 22s. 22s can be a blast. So anyway, you got any questions, just text it in here, and I'll give you Jerry's number to any questions. Actually, I'll just give it to you right now. How's that? Let me look it up real quick, because I know I had him right here. Right here we go. 580-339-0097 for Jerry Newman. Okay, let's see what's happening with the big three things going on in the ag world. Soybeans were modestly over higher overnight, while grain futures were a little changed on mixed weather forecast in Brazil as the U.S. harvest rolls on. Rain will fall in parts of northern Brazil starting today, which will add soil moisture into the driest 20-25% of the soybean and corn growing areas, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Still drier weather is likely next week, according to the forecast in southwest Brazil. And meanwhile, dry weather is expected this weekend, though in weeks two, rain are in the forecast. So in the next couple weeks, they got rain. Some precipitation is also in forecast for parts of central and southwestern Argentina. They've been in a pretty severe drought in that area down there. The U.S. harvest continues its way through the finish line as 85% of soybeans were in the bin at the start of this week, up from prior five-year average of 78%, according to the USDA. About 71% of corn crop was harvested as of Sunday, ahead of the average 66%. For this time of the year, winter wheat planting in the U.S. is close to completion as 84% was in the ground at the beginning of the week. And I know there's been a lot of people rolling with that stuff here lately. That's just behind the normal 85% for this time of the year. 64% of the crop has emerged on par with the average. Soybean futures for November delivery overnight rose 4 pennies to $13.32¼ a bushel overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean was down 20 cents to $4.26.10 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.58 cents to 50.9 cents a pound. Corn for December delivery fell 1¾ cents to $4.68¼ a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery rose 0.5 cents to $5.66 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost a penny to $6.40 a bushel. Export sales of corn, wheat, and soybean all were down this week, are down last week, ending the week ending on October 26. Corn sales to overseas buyers dropped to 748,000 metric tons, down 45% from the previous week and 40% from the prior four-week average. Mexico was the big buyer. I'll tell you what, reading these reports the last couple of months, Mexico's been buying a lot. Was the biggest buyer at 434,300 metric tons, and it wasn't non-GMO corn either. Looks like this is GMO corn. Followed by an unnamed country, we'll call John Doe, 110,000 tons, and Japan at 70,000 tons. Even Colombia and the Honduras went in there for 61,000 and 25,000 tons, respectively. Exports for the week rose 5% to 505,900 tons, according to the USDA. Wheat sales were reported at 275,000 tons, down 24%. Week to week, and 43% from average. Thailand, Philippines, and Mexico all was in there from anywhere from 23,000 to 57,000 tons. Exports have dropped to the marketing year low of 100,500 tons. Soybean sales came in at 1.01 million metric tons. That's down 27% from the week prior and 13% from the four-week average. China, big buyer there. They love their soybeans. 976,800 metric tons. Korea, 61,000 tons. Japan, Spain, Mexico, all in there for anywhere 53 to 58,000 tons. Total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders for 263,000 tons. Exports of soybeans for the week fell 17% to 1.99 million metric tons. All right, weather-wise in our farm belt, dry weather in the southwestern Missouri will lead to fire hazards this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. They don't need that. They got a lot of hardwoods over there in that area. I hate to see that. Southerly winds will range from 20 to 25%. Humidity will fall to around 35%, increasing chances for wildfires, according to the National Weather Service. Strong winds are also expected in parts of Indiana. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour are possible this afternoon. Unsecured objects could be blown around. I get it. I just got to laugh every time I see something about over in east like us. They're talking about 20, 25 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. That's normal out here. They just hate it out here if they don't like it there. Well, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll talk some cattle. Got all kinds of good things to talk about today. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Currently here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet System, 59.4 degrees, 52% humidity. Looks like the winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour here at the studio. Canadian, Texas, relative humidity is 31%. Your temperature is 68. Dew point's at 37. The winds are out of the southeast at 8 miles an hour with wind gust up to 11. Peak wind gust today is 17. No month-to-date precipitation and no red flag minutes or sub-freezing minutes also to report today. 8-inch soil temperature in Canadian, Texas is 54 degrees. There you have it. Let's check out what the grain markets and stuff are doing right now. December corn is up over 8 today, which is nice, 478. March is 493. May is 502. Soybeans are up over 21 cents. They're at 1325 for November, 1349 for January, and March is 1363. Soybean meal is up $14.30. December, 44060, January, 43050, and March is 42050. Soybean oil is down, looks like over a penny. December's at 48.95, January at 48.87, and March is 48.80. Hard red winter wheat is just basically unchanged, to be honest. December 641, March is 653, May is 661. Cotton down a little bit, not much, 5/100ths of a penny. December 79.75, March is 82.14, and May is 83.18. What's oil doing out in West Texas? December down $1.82 to $80.64 a barrel. January's $80.32 a barrel. Natural gas is up a little bit today. $3.51 for December and $3.79 for January. S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, all they're doing all right. They're all up a little bit. Live cattle for December. Remember those saying, what goes up must come down? Well, it was up nicely yesterday, now it's back down today. December, 183.95, down, what is that, 72 cents? February's 185.37, down a little over a dollar. April's 188, even, down 77 cents. Feeder cattle for November, $2.40.50 down $2.12. January's $2.40 even down $2.17. March is $2.42.87 down $1.55. April's $2.46.75 down $1.27. And May's down $1 even at $2.50.25. Lean hogs are down also today. December lean hogs at $71.77 down $1.50. February $75.37 down 85 cents. April is $80.45 down $1.05. All right, let's see what some results from some feeder cattle up in the northern part of Oklahoma. Compared to last week, looks like feeder steers were $3 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers $8 to $10 higher. Steer calves unevenly steady on a light test. Heifer calves $10 to $15 higher. Demand has been moderate to active. Quality was average, and basically looks like 35% steers and 56% heifers and 9% bulls were sold up in the northern part of Oklahoma, northwest part to be exact. All right, let's check out some prices. We got let's start out with some 3 to 4 weights at 313. 4 to 5 weights we're bringing anywhere from, let's see here, 290 to 318, and the 318s that we're selling were unwinged. How about that? 4, 5 to 6 weights we're bringing anywhere from 240 to 290. Nope, let me back up. 267 was the high end. 6 to 7 weights up to 250. 7 to 8 weights up to 235 is the highest I see there. It looks like they was averaging around 2.25. And then 8 to 9 weights, 202 to 233. And some, they sold some 9 weights that weighed 978, brought 205 on those. There was a big bunch of 8 weights, weighed 827. They brought 230 to 252, so that was pretty good. Ah, let's check out some of the heifers. Some 3 to 4 weights we're bringing up to 285, and some 4 to 5 weights looks like high end was 272, low end was around 240, and 5 to 6 weights we're bringing anywhere from 235 to 229 to 256, and 6 weights we're bringing up to 247, 7 weights we're bringing up to 230, low end was 210, and then some 8 weights brought anywhere from 202 to 216.50, and looks like that's about it. That was on the medium and large number ones. How about that? All right, like I said, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. Looking for deer corn? The Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasonings. They got Elk Creek, they got Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few of them. Feed season is right around the corner. It's right here now. The Wheeler General Store has been a high pro dealer for 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and yes, even New Mexico. For prices, contact Nathan Heffley. He's world famous. 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. As always, they're looking forward to serving you. All right, I hadn't checked the text line out yet. Oh, come on. I know there's some OSU fans out there, or even OU fans out there, that want to make a prediction on tomorrow's game. Come on, it's Friday. Let's have some fun here. 225-9697. I don't care if you live in Slapout, Cherokee, Watonga, Hollis, Mangum, Hobart. Come on. Somebody text in with their prediction on the score and the winner tomorrow during the OSU-OU Bedlam game. It's going to be probably the last one, and I know that's kind of got everybody in an uproar, but it is what it is. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break and come back. We're going to talk some more ag news. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Report for Friday, October 27th. 1,205 head were sold. Five at 465 brought 292. Four at 598 brought 216. Six at 601 brought 230. Eight at 639 brought 214. 23 at 763 brought 234.50. Nine at 766 brought 231. Six at 515 brought 226. Three at 552 brought 230. Five at eight at 719 brought 225. Six at 1013 brought 189. 11 at 1040 brought $1.87. Butcher cows were 40 to 118. Butcher bulls brought 59 to 130. Bred cows were 975 to 2200. Pairs brought 500 to 2075. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
SEI Agritech excited to announce construction is beginning at the SEI Agritech Center in Elk City for their new product line. They'll be blending LNC feed with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. This will be the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City will be opening their new facility in the near future at their current location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, you can give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I knew I could stir up the bucket somewhere, sure enough. Miss Ashley over at Southbound, she sends me Pistol Pete or whatever his name is, flying the OSU flag. Good. Somebody's awake out there. All right, here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather. I picked the big city of Alva, Oklahoma, 68 degrees, dew point's 43, humidity is 40, the winds are out of southwest, southwest, 11 miles an hour, 10-day rain total. 0.54 inches, 3-day average 4-inch bare, soil temperature chilly 48 degrees, and 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.4. Sunsets at 6:37. Today 73 with south winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight mostly clear, 40 degrees. The wind's going to switch a little bit out of the north, but won't get up too bad. Tomorrow 68 for a high with north to east winds 6 to 8 miles an hour. I was sitting there looking at the Penny News, and this is a great story. Jerry Nine, actually, he's going to be at that independent stock grower still tomorrow. So anyway, I was reading this, and I want to read this to you in case you guys didn't get your Penny News. There's a lot of interesting things in life, and if you live long enough, you often get to experience a variety. There's definitely a role of parents and them being the boss over their kids. But in certain instances, if the parents live long enough or if their health goes down, those roles often reverse. One rancher and an extremely nice man, he's an extremely nice man, ran a lot of cattle. And in the course of the day on the ranch, a six-pack was often needed to quench his thirst. And some days he was even more thirstier than that. As the years rolled by, Alzheimer's disease or whatever the case was changed, his memory has changed his memory or didn't allow him to remember certain things. So his grandson, a young adult, was assigned to take care of Grandpa on the ranch. Well, as his memory had faded, it appeared he didn't remember to buy the six-pack or 12-pack of beer. One day it was necessary for the son to have Grandpa out all afternoon. And after Grandpa asked him the same question, "Where are we going?" over 100 times, the grandson said, "Grandpa, do you want a beer?" Grandpa said, "I sure do." Grandpa had two beers and it mellowed him out, and he quit asking the same question over and over. A few days later, the grandson told his mom, who was also the grandpa's daughter, how he fixed the situation. And of course, his mom said, "Don't be giving Dad beer." The grandson said, "Mom, you go hang out with Grandpa all afternoon. You and Grandpa will both be drinking beer." So anyway, I thought that was pretty good of him. Anyway, let's see what else we got going on here. Here we go. Oh, man. You guys woke up out there. All right, here we go. Cowboys win by 10, 35-31, OSU by 15, OU 28, OSU 10. Okay, Jimmy, tired, he didn't spell it right, but I'll read between the lines. Okay, Jimmy, tired of you already, hearing you about it. OSU 30, OU 32. I will be sure and listen Monday if you aren't afraid to talk about the game. Donnie at Viside. Believe me, I'll talk. I'm a good sportsman. Don't worry. I'll eat crow. But anyway, it's pretty interesting that, you know, it's got Okie's fired up this week because this is possibly the last game between OSU and OU that they're going to be, at least for a while anyway. And it doesn't matter. I heard Skinny and Jared talking about it on the Skinny on Sports this morning show. They're talking about it. It doesn't matter what the record is until tomorrow, up till tomorrow. It doesn't matter if OU's won 100 or OSU's won 100. It doesn't matter. Tomorrow being the last one, everybody's going to – both colleges want bragging rights. So it should be a really good game tomorrow. So it's at 2:30 tomorrow on ABC. And anyway, so you guys tune in there. Thanks for keep the predictions coming in. So far, I know I got a bunch of OSU people listening to the Ag Show. Oh, wait, imagine that. Anyway, all right, let's check. I don't know if you guys seen this, but Attorney General of Oklahoma, Mr. Drummond, he has sent out this release to fight. He's fighting for Oklahoma pork producers from the Massachusetts meddling. And I've reported on this. I don't know. It's been 3 or 4 months ago they had that new law to do this. But to protect Oklahoma pork producers from needless and excessive regulation, Attorney General Drummond is opposing a new Massachusetts law that bans states from selling or shipping pork through. I didn't know that. Through. Even if it's going through there, if they do not meet strict hog housing requirements. Massachusetts pork ban means that even Oklahoma pork produced pork meets all Oklahoma and federal safety and quality standards. It cannot be sold in or transported through the Bay State if it fails to comply with Massachusetts hog housing requirements. My question is, who's going to regulate this stuff? And, I mean, how are they going to know that this sow didn't have her 12 by 10 pen or not? There's probably going to have to hire more USDA people. Who knows? And so this ban would significantly hurt pork producers in Oklahoma and across the nation. Drummond said Oklahoma's robust and responsible pork producers deserve a level playing field. It's imperative that Massachusetts consider the long-term negative effects this unconstitutional measure will cause producers and consumers. So if you guys didn't know, Massachusetts passed the same, basically the same law that California did. And like I said, these people, they got to vote on it. All the people in each state. All right. So I'm not downplaying that all people in each one of these states are ignorant to a hog farm, because 99% of them don't even know what one looks like or how it's operated or whatever. But they get to vote on how it's operated. So like I said, these are the same people that voted on this that go up to Yellowstone National Park and try to pet the buffalo. I'm sorry if that offends you, too bad, because it's the way, that's just the truth, basically the truth. In a brief filed on October 10th, Drummond and 12 other state attorney generals said Massachusetts' ban will cause the industry hundreds of millions of dollars, drive many producers out of business, and dramatically raise pork prices. This new ban also sets a dangerous precedent that would allow states to upend markets across the country based on their political agendas. Yeah, the political agendas are these people that pet buffalo in Yellowstone National Park. The 13-state coalition that contends the Massachusetts pork ban is unconstitutional. Violations include the Commerce Clause, which gives the federal government, not state governments, the power to regulate interstate commerce. The ban also violates the Import-Export Clause, prohibiting states from imposing import taxes on products brought in from other states. Additionally, the ban violates the Full Faith and Credit Clause that requires states to respect laws passed in other states. In addition to Oklahoma, the Iowa-led brief was joined by Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. Get them, Mr. Drummond. Go after them. Let's get it done. It's just stupid crap. Anyway, we got that going on. Oh, I got another score in from way down south, south of Mangum. What's the name of that town? I can't remember. I've never been to it. I know your dad lives right at the intersection. There's a church. There's a cotton gin that's shut down. And then what else? Oh, there's your dad's house. All right, Stephen, remind me the name of the town. Anyway, he predicts OU 56, OSU 7. I didn't realize you was an OU fan. You're going to be in my new Snapchat, buddy. How about that? Okay, let's see here what else we got going on. President Biden said he's responded to decades of decline in farm numbers and hollowed out rural communities with projects to diversify farm income and to encourage local food production and marketing. It's about marketing things in rural America again, said Biden on a farm that he was at in Minnesota Wednesday. During a 20-minute speech, Biden pointed to a $1 billion initiative to expand independent meat processing capacity, billions of dollars for climate change on the farm, and efforts to curb the price setting power of big seed, chemical, and farm equipment companies. When he ran for office in 2020, Biden said farmers could make money while combating climate change. And I also remember that speech too. He also said in that speech, I'm just putting it out there, that farm subsidies were going to get lower and lower every year as he was president. And I think he's doing that, but they didn't tell the whole story there. I listened to that speech he made. But farmers, often politically conservative, are climate skeptics. Working in Congress on the new farm bill was deadlocked over demands for higher spending on crop subsidies with major cuts in climate funding as the only obvious way to pay for them. Farm income has been far above average since 2021, but production costs have climbed relentlessly, aided by inflation. The monthly ag economic, or not economic, but economy barometer, a gauge of farmer confidence, has been on the decline since January of this year. Weakening prices for major crops and ongoing concern about high production costs and interest rates weigh on producers' minds this month, said Purdue University in a report. And then we got Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said climate smart practices such as cover crops and reduced tillage will give farmers the chance to earn money for sequestering carbon in the soil. Local marketing and processing can generate larger revenue for rural communities, according to Vilsack, and innovation can turn agriculture waste into valuable products. Instead of doing what they have to do now, depending on one income stream, being at the mercy of the commodity markets and big corporations under our plan, farmers can diversify and earn additional income. By contrast, said President, farm numbers have dropped by 400,000 since the 1980s, and with fewer farmers. Main Street businesses in small town have fewer customers. All over rural America, young people are saying to their parents, can I live here anymore? You give me an education, but there's nothing for me here. There you go. Anyway, I think one of the things that hurt our small communities around here is when they routed, closed 66. They didn't close it down, but they did away with 66 and brought I-40 in through here. That hurt a lot. I mean, I could just imagine the traffic jams today if all those semis had to go through Canute or Elk City or Clinton, Weatherford. You imagine all those semis on the road right now going through there. But I think that's one of the major things that has done away with that, like Eric and all those other ones. So anyway, that's one of the major things there. But he is right. There's a lot of small farmers going away, and bigger farmers are getting hold of their land, and nothing wrong with that. Just saying that's what's happening. And anyway, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for somebody down there in southwestern Oklahoma.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City has everything you need for your home. And that includes America's top brands in appliances with Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Demana. Washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, above-range microwaves, ranges, freezers, kitchen accessories, and so much more. Why shop anywhere else? Galleria has the largest showroom in Western Oklahoma and the best prices in Western Oklahoma. Remember, friends don't let friends pay retail. Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The Pasture Range and Forage Rainfall Insurance Program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Ensure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do.
Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Blair Tire and Feed is hitting the pause button so they can renovate. Blair Tire and Feed will be closed from October 27th through November 5th. Then they'll reopen Monday, November 6th, and they'll be better than ever. But even during renovations, they'll still answer the phone and service trucks will still run. So if you've got a tire that needs fixed, just call 580-563-2692. 563-2692. Blair Tire and Feed is shutting down for renovations October 27th through November 5th. Then reopen November 6th. Thanks for your patience. They'll see you soon.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, since Miss Ashley over there at South Mount at Sayre, I don't know if she's the boss or she just works there, but anyway, I picked her hometown of Hollis for the Ag Weather Update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. 67 degrees, 41 dew point, 38 humidity. The winds are out of the south at 14 miles an hour. 1.2 inches of rain in Hollis in the last 10 days, which is awesome. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 50 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset at 6:45. Today, sunny, 72 degrees. South winds 12 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, 44 degrees. Southeast to east winds at 6 miles an hour. And partly sunny tomorrow and nice, just beautiful. 70 degrees, east to south wind, 6 to 8 miles an hour. That's the way it goes. Yes. See, we've become Snapchat buddies already. We got, it's Russell. Everybody knows where Russell, Oklahoma is, right? Well, I didn't until about 3 or 4 months ago when I took a skid loader down to Steven's dad. But anyway, I know where it's at now, and I still remember all the buildings in that town. It wasn't hard. Cotton Gin, church, and Steven's dad. How about that? Anyway, and lots of farm ground. How's that? Anyway, James A. text in, 3427 AU. OU. Keep her in the slot, James. Got her going that way. Okay, I had an interesting text I want to share with you guys. I don't believe California elections are legit. There are lots of idiots out there, but much cheating going on. Common sense must prevail. Well, I don't know about that in their elections and all that stuff, but but your last line is correct. Common sense must prevail. And when you start talking about size of pens that animals need to be in, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think the general public needs to be the people that is voting on that. I think they have Department of Agriculture, they have an agriculture department in every state. Them are the ones that need to work with the federals because the federal does do the commerce trade across the United States. They're the ones that need to make that decision and go with it. But then they pass these laws, and I know the California one's already been up, it's ready to go. Supreme Court ruled on it, and they used the wrong wrong quote there to go after the state of California on that one. But anyway, it's just one of those deals. And what's funny is both Massachusetts and California knew that they were going to be there's going to be a battle after it was voted in. That's why it waited 2 to 3 years before the law actually kicks in at the most. So anyway, them people need to keep petting Buffalo and Yellowstone National Park, or maybe some of those guys need to go to the train station. I'm not sure. But anyway, please don't get me wrong. I'm not calling all voters idiots. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm just saying it's not the category. This is something you don't need to be voting on, period, because you don't understand what it is. So you just think of those pretty little piggies and their mama. They need all this room and blah, blah, blah. And they got plenty of room now. But if you've never been to a hog farm, especially the commercial ones like up in the Panhandle, Oklahoma, and Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma, you go in there, you'll find out that they're living a pretty decent life. Do they have TV and a couch and a refrigerator? No. But they're domestic hogs raised for domestic use. That's what they are. So anyway, I got some little tidbits I wanted to share with you today. Look out, Iowa. North Dakota sets a fresh record in land sale. Where are these people getting their money? 320 acres sold. As mortgage rates climb to 20-year highs near 8%, current high interest rates are eating away at the housing market. This year is currently on pace to see the fewest home sales ever since 2008, but not ever, but since 2008. However, farmland sales aren't witnessing the same sticker shock. In North Dakota, Pfeffer's auctioneer says it just set a new land sale record in that state. According to a post on Facebook, November 1st, the auctioneer company hosted a live and online land auction. The farm featured 320 acres of highly productive land in a county in the very north northeast corner of North Dakota, right on the Canadian border. That's the auction house says the land sold for $17,500 per deeded acre to a family farm operation. It says the shattered all-time high for North Dakota cropland. They say at $5.6 million or $2.8 million per quarter, it breaks down to parcel one sold for $18,571 per FSA cropland acre. Never heard that one before. Doesn't mean nothing for me. You guys know me. Parcel two sold for $8,393 per FSA cropland acre. So they did include the house, the barn, and all that stuff, is what I'm guessing. Jim Rothermick, vice president of Iowa Appraisal, calls this a bell ringer for the state of North Dakota. Looking at Iowa, he says land market conditions remain steady and strong, but aren't as hot as they were a year ago. Since peaking around May of last year, the market has declined a small percentage and is now pretty much flat. Sales north of $20,000 per acre still happen, but nothing like they did in 2022. While rising interest rates, higher input costs, and drought and corn prices below $5 per bushel have put the brakes on the large increases between 2020 and 2022, cash rent auctions still yield solid numbers. I think market conditions will be stable for the next 6 months to 12. After that, lower farm income and rising interest rates will whittle down land prices. I do not think we will see a double-digit decrease, but there's a potential for a single-digit decline. Good quality cropland is still in demand. When comparing 23 to the hot market 22, he says it's clear land values have cooled down. How about that? Let's see here. What we got here? All right. Finish up the show here. I know a lot of people have got through combining corn, peanuts, and they're doing their cotton thing right now. But remember, take care of your stuff. Farmers often spend days cleaning combines, grain carts, wagons, and trucks before they put in storage. This year's favorable weather conditions have many farmers on the downhill side of harvest. So here's some storage prep considerations. Depending on location, some bulk fuel distributors don't switch from summer-grade diesel fuel to winter-grade diesel fuel until late October. So when the combines get parked, make sure they're when they get parked with summer-grade fuel, benefit from having winter fuel treatment added to their tanks to ensure the machines will start when they need to be moved during the winter. So make sure you put some diesel service in there. Rock traps, lower clean grain elevator sumps, and unload all your sumps. Make sure you do that. If you pressure wash them, avoid directing the high pressure jet of water on electrical connector, fuse boxes, and computer panels, which that is a must nowadays. That costs a lot of money to replace that stuff. Carefully use compressed air to clean inside and around electric components. Fine talcum-like dust often seeps into fuse boxes and operator-accessible computer panels. This dust attracts moisture, so take the air compressor and blow it away. And so anyway, some modern combines have onboard refrigerators, which I wouldn't know nothing about, or battery-powered. make sure they're off. And make sure you take your sandwiches and cold beer out of them. So anyway, hey, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. I'll leave you with this. God bless, and Boomer Sooner. See you guys Monday.
There's a good mix of music. Really